This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So today, inshallah, I want to share with you something interesting that I came across. And I've been talking about this for the last few weeks, about the importance of raising and building up responsibilities within our children. And the reality is that there is no generation that we have seen that feels more entitled and that is more entitled than this current generation. Let's be honest. You know, subhanAllah, recently, my wife took my kids because they were sick to the pediatrician. And this pediatrician, she's from outside. She's not from here, from this area of Dallas. She said that, "I've come to Dallas and all the families I have met," I mean, these are Muslims and non-Muslims alike. She said that, "I've not seen any generation and I've not seen kids more entitled than they are today. They feel so entitled, meaning that they think they deserve everything and anything, whatever they want, it should be given to them." I mean, as I said earlier in some of my other talks, that is there anything today in this life, is there anything in this world that our kids don't have? Whatever they need to succeed, they have it, okay? So the thing is that our kids feel extremely entitled, and we have to break that entitlement within them. And what often happens is that when they're babies, the mothers give them that love, they give them, show them the rahmah, the mercy, and so forth, and they raise them into like some younger boys. And then it is a responsibility of the father, precisely the father. And the reason I'm stressing upon the father is because many of us fathers, we feel that our primary responsibility is only going to work and providing a roof over our family's head. Wallahi, that's, many men actually think that is their primary responsibility. That is a primary responsibility, but that's not the only primary responsibility. Giving time to our kids, being around our kids, and especially our boys, making sure that we raise our boys into young men. This is the responsibility of the fathers. The reason why many of our young men, they're not even acting like men, they're not even behaving like men, even when they're turned 20 years old, 22 years old, 25 years old in some cases, because they were not raised to be men. You understand? They were always pampered. They were always given that sense of entitlement. So now when they grow up, they also feel that I should be given everything. So I want to share with you a few things that we can teach our young children in order to build confidence within them and to help them get out of this entitlement mindset. And not only that, but to help them grow into young men. So the very first thing I want to talk about from the young age, some things that we can do in order to build responsibility and to help them understand what it means to be a grown man into the future. One of the things that our kids love to do so much, one of the things that our kids love to do so much is that they love to give the adhan and the iqamah, okay? They love, you know, this is something that they are obsessed with, okay? They love to get on the mic and they love to use the mic. You know how often I see kids even coming to the masjid, "Can I give the adhan? Can I give the iqamah?" They love to give the adhan, they love to give the iqamah. So here's what we should do, right? They want to give the adhan, they want to give the iqamah, make sure they practice it at home first, okay? Don't come and practice it here. Practice it at home. And as fathers, we need to teach our young boys how to give the adhan properly and how to give the iqamah properly. Because often when they give the adhan, they'll make some mistakes. And a lot of times when they do the iqamah, they'll make mistakes. But what happens is that when a child is trained properly how to give the adhan, how to give the iqamah, then they will have this sense of confidence that if I can do one thing, this is something that I can do. And then they come here and then they give the adhan or the iqamah and so forth. And then people you know, give them praises and so forth, there's a sense of confidence that come within these kids. You understand? And our kids, they need all the confidence in the world that they can get. Because often what happens is that the way we were raised as parents in many ways, we were always criticized. That criticism was fuel for us. Today in this dunya, today in this generation that we live, criticism is not fuel for them. Criticism is not going to give them motivation. We were raised that if you don't do this, this will happen. There were consequences given to us. This is not that kind of generation where you give them consequences and they'll be motivated. You have to give them words of praise. You have to, acknowledge them, acknowledge their hard work, and then give them a kind of like sense of, confidence. That is how their confidence has grown. So give them the responsibility in your house. When you pray salat amongst your family members, give them the responsibility of adhan iqama. But teach them how to give the adhan, how to do the iqama properly. The second thing that I would strongly recommend, especially when it comes to our boys, is that getting them into some kind of sports. Okay? I really believe that getting them into some kind of sports, and especially the sunnah ones, swimming, they should know how to do swimming. Archery, these are things that our kids should know how to do. Horseback riding, of course, if it's possible, it's possible. In many cases, it's not possible. But at least swimming is something that is easily possible. Make sure our boys know how to do swimming. If it comes to archery, if there is archery classes and so forth, and by the way, there are places where they provide this. Teach them how to do these kind of things. Get them into some kind of sports. Show them, build within them some kind of sense of competition and so forth. Wallahi, there are some times it boggles my mind. When we were growing up as kids, there was always a sense of competition. Even the Quran talks about a sense of competition. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ when you compete with others, do it in a healthy way. Do not put other people down and so forth. Do not cross any boundaries of Islam. But subhanAllah, today, there's within many of our kids, there's no sense of competition. If they see their own competitor getting an award, it's not fuel for them. It's not like, next time I got to do better. They're like, oh, mashallah, I'm very proud of him. I'm very happy for him and so forth. Yes, mashallah, you can be happy for them and so forth. But where's your sense of competition? Like, what kind of a man, what kind of a boy are you if you don't have a sense of competition? You understand? So this is something that we have to build within our kids. This is number two. Number three. Teaching them the importance of chores around the house. And let me say this. Often, we are on two extremes. Either we give our kids whatever they want, and in some cases, we are on the opposite extreme. We don't give our kids anything. Here's what I'll tell you to do. Anything that is not a necessity of life, okay? Incentivize that. Does that make sense? Anything that is not a necessity of life, incentivize that. What does that mean? Food is a necessity of life. You should not don't create an incentive when it comes to something like that. You understand? They have to sleep on a bed, they need a roof over their head and so forth. They need things in their life in order to succeed and prosper. Don't put an incentive on that. But put an incentive on those things that are not considered as a necessity of life. I want that video game. Okay, incentivize that. You want to eat? No problem. I want to go to that restaurant. That particular restaurant. Incentivize that. You understand? Anything that they want to do, put an incentive on that. You understand? And make them earn it. I don't understand. I've talked about this before. Do not just give your kids whatever they want. Otherwise, they're going to keep on growing in their demands. And then there's going to come a time that as parents, we cannot say no. Put an incentive. You want something, by the way, compared to before, our kids, they will have a whole list on Amazon, by the way, okay? Today on Amazon, they have their own list. And they will have everything that's in their wildest dreams and in their wildest desires, they'll put everything in that cart. And they look at that cart, and they're like, I wish I had all this, That's why, subhanAllah, on Friday nights, when they give out these gift cards, these Amazon gift cards, They're loving it. Because why? Because they have a whole list. And they're going to go and buy some things from that Amazon list. So put an incentive on it. You want this? This is, you're going to work hard for it. You want this? You have to get solid grades. You want this? You have to do some chores around the house. And by the way, we're not going to remind you. We're not going to remind you. You have to do it by yourself. You have to go and take out the, you know, the trash in some of the rooms and so forth on a weekly basis. Do not remind them. And even if they come to you and they're like, well, I'm so small. Of course you have to remind me. No, that is the incentive. When you do this kind of stuff, then they will remember these kind of things. Once again, we were grown up, you know, we were raised differently. I mean, I myself, when I was 8 years old, I was sitting in Pakistan memorizing Quran all by myself. My parents were here. I was 8 years old over there. You understand? I learned how to grow up. I learned the hard way because I was sitting in a mother's side. It was not like I was going to my relative's house also. From 6 days a week, I was by myself, taking care of myself and so forth. There are some times where there's, you know, you're thrown into the fire and you're thrown into that kind of situation. But to be honest, our kids over here, the parents can actually build within them confidence, responsibility, and so forth. But we as parents, we love to complain. Our kids do this and our kids do that and so forth. But when it comes to us doing our job, our part, we are the ones who are not doing that. The next thing is that the importance of respect. That's the fourth thing. The importance of respect. One of the things that, which is many times misunderstood. You know, in the cultures that many of us, we come from, there was something called Samne Jawab Dena. You know what that means? It means like talking back to your elders. Okay? Your elders are talking to you, you respond back. Now, there has to be a balance. When it comes to our kids, sometimes they will respond back to us. They will talk back to us to parents. And a lot of times in many families, once again, there are some families where the kids will talk back and there's no limits. They'll talk back all the time. And there are some families where it is completely unacceptable. Like, if you ever dare respond back to me, if you ever talk back to me, then you watch what happens to you. So what happens is that when these kids, when they want to say something, when they want to express themselves, if they come from a family where they can always express themselves, then usually in that kind of situation, they have no filter. Usually in that kind of situation, they have no limitations. And this is where a lot of times, even the kids who are wrong, they have a habit of responding back. They don't have this habit of owning up to their mistakes. One of the biggest problems today of our kids and our teenagers and so forth, never taking responsibility of the wrong that they have done. Sometimes you see kids, they do something that is wrong. Why did you do something that is wrong? Wallah, you know what their response is? Wallah, that's it. Like, why did you do this wrong? Like, okay, I need some, give me some words. Let's have a communication. Let's talk to each other. What did you do wrong? Do you know what wrong you did? So, I met a kid. I saw a kid one time, he was praying Salat the wrong way. He was like, okay, he's like probably like 10, 11 years old. So I asked him, I said that, why are you praying Salat like this? And he goes, wallah, his response. So I said that, okay, then I said that, that's it? He goes, yeah, okay. So I said, no, I said that, tell me. I said that, your parents taught you how to pray? Yeah. So I said, does your parents, when your mom, your dad, when they pray, do they look around everywhere? Like, no, they don't. So I said that if they're not looking around everywhere and they're the ones who taught you how to pray, then how should you pray? I was like, what am I dealing with here? So then the thing is that then I told them, I said, if your parents, once again, sometimes you have to talk to them, get them to talk. If your parents are not looking around in their salat, what are you supposed to do? Look down? Okay, khalas, alhamdulillah. Okay, mission accomplished, you understand? But this is the thing that these kids sometimes, they don't have that sense of responsibility. So what was number four? I forgot. Respect. Okay, so respecting, making sure that they learn how to respect their elders. And the key thing is this, at home, when we create a culture that our kids, they just talk back whenever they want, then even when they go outside and they do something that is wrong, they're never going to own up to their mistakes. They're never going to own up to their mistakes because they're going to feel that whenever I do something that is wrong, I'm just going to respond back. And here's the thing. See, when it comes to the teenagers, as an adult, as a parent, you can have somewhat of a kind of a conversation because they are maturing. Their minds are maturing. But when it comes to young kids, there has to be some kind of a limitation. Yes, they can respond back. You're asking a question, you can respond back. You say something to them, if they want to express themselves in a respectful way, respond to your parents. That's fine. But there are a lot of times parents who are like, this kid, he responds back over and over again. Mashallah, kitna smart hai, you know? This is what we say to a lot of times to our kids. You know, this kid, mashallah, he's very smart. He's not smart. He's be-adab, okay? He's becoming disrespectful. And you're calling that smartness. That's not smart. That's not being intelligent. That's called being disrespectful. He doesn't understand his limitations. She doesn't understand her limitations. So this is why we need to create a balance within our families when it comes to respect, especially when it comes to kids. Showing respect to their elders, number one. Now, that means that even just like the basic respect, you see an elderly walking through the door, keeping the door open for them. A lot of times these kids just come, they'll open the door and just walk through, and there's a senior brother behind them. So teaching them, open the door, waiting for others, let them go by and so forth. Let your elders go in front of you and so forth. These are things that we need to teach them about respect. Respecting the masjid. They're sometimes playing around, moving around and so forth, and there's no respect of the masjid. But at the same time, respecting the parents also. Brothers and sisters, we need to create a culture of respect. Parents, do not let your kids disrespect you and think and label as, mashallah, being smart. If they are doing something that is wrong, you need to call them out on this. If they're just shrugging their shoulders over and over again, no, this is unacceptable. Accept it. I want you to acknowledge if you have done something that is wrong. Take ownership. Take responsibility. This respect is not taught to our kids. And then we turn around and then we want to complain to the entire world, my kid's this, my kid's that. But we are the ones who create that culture within our homes to begin with. So we have honestly, we have no one to blame but ourselves. So these are four things that I share with you today. The first one was responsibility. Second one? Okay, sports, activity. By the way, when I say activity, the reason I'm saying activity is there are some kids, they just, you know, I get calls from mothers. My kid is sitting on Fortnite all day, okay? Fortnite is a terrible game, by the way. I know many of our kids, they play Fortnite, okay? It's not a good game, okay? So getting them out, getting them exposed, give them sunlight, okay? Give them sunlight. They're not vampires. They need to be sitting in the dark all day long, okay? Get them out, okay? Give them sunlight. Give them activities. Send them outside. Third one, chores, responsibilities. And fourth one is respect. So these are four that I'm sharing with you. Inshallah, next week I'll share with you some other ones that we need to do in order to raise our young boys into grown, confident men, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to do things the right way. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما